You've discovered TalkZone.com, the best in internet talk radio.
All right. Okay, now we're talking.
TalkZone.com.
Today's compelling talk radio. It's the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com.
Yes, we're back. And I think one of the reasons it's compelling is that our guests have something to say, not afraid to say it. And we also tackle the tough issues. Not only the political issues, but also the other issues that affect you and me every day. Whether it's how much money you have in your pocket, how much you think it's worth, the emotional anguish and pain of living in a world that changes every day, technologically and emotionally. So basically, as you can see, if you're willing to talk about these things and getting it out on the table, what I always believe is the only thing that people can say is no. What my kids say to me over the years, as they're growing up and getting into the workplace, and sooner or later, as you recall, you know, if you're a parent of kids who are grown up, there's a period of time in which kids really think that their mother and father fell off a cabbage truck. Are really stupid. But the awareness doesn't really occur until the kids are in college or slightly out of college, and then they pick up the phone and say, "Hey, Mom, hey, Dad, I have a question." And then suddenly you get very bright when you make suggestions. Sometimes you go too far and make more than suggestions. You try to do the work for them. And that will be part and parcel of our conversation in the next hour of the Dave Baum Show. Easily said, as we pointed out, 95 countries, and we have grown exponentially since we started the show a few months ago. 95 countries around the world are listening to TalkZone.com and this show, and we appreciate it. We appreciate your emails, your comments, guests you like, guests you don't like, issues you'd like to hear, topics you want to hear covered on this show. Over 4,100 countries. 4,100 cities, I'm sorry. Sometimes the issues we talk about are issues that are heart-rending. The one thing I think parents have in common is the belief that they want their kids' lives to be happier, more successful, more fulfilling than their own. I think I alluded to this in our first hour on politics, didn't I? Because I believe in this. As parents, we want less hardship for our kids. We want less pain. We want more opportunities. We want a very happy 21st century family for our kids and our grandchildren. That's a given. If you don't feel that way about your children and grandchildren, tune out right now, because you probably won't be interested in the rest of the hour. But if you do feel that way, and human nature tells me that most of you, with the exception of a few morons, do, then stick with us. Some parents have a sixth sense when something is wrong with their child's Norman Rockwell-like painting, where everything is perfect. Other parents don't have a clue. You know some, don't you, out there? Some who have a clue, some who don't. Every year, hundreds of thousands of moms and dads are stunned silent when their daughters or sons tell them a marriage isn't working and divorce is the option. From personal experience, my friends, from personal experience, at least three things happen. One, how's your kid? And can you help them? Two, how are the grandkids, and what can you do if there are grandkids? If there aren't any grandkids, obviously skip number two. Three, how do you feel about it? And as many of you listeners know, you get drawn into this morality play whether you like it or not. The question is, can you manage it well or make a bad situation even worse? Marcia Temlock is the author of Your Child's Divorce, What to Expect, What You Can Do. It's published by Impact in California. And Marcia, welcome to the Dave Baum Show on TalkZone.com. Nice to have you with us today.
Thank you. It's a terrific opportunity for me. Thank you so much.
Is this all about taking sides or standing on the sidelines and letting events unfold?
I think that for parents, it's a question of trying to navigate a very slippery slope, okay? Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of immediate reactions that parents have when they find out that their child is getting divorced. Even if they suspect that the marriage is wrong, and even if they think that their child is better off not being married to that person, they are going to be flooded with emotions. The first is not knowing what their role is, not knowing how involved they may have to be after the marriage dissembles. They may be angry, they may be frustrated, and many, many parents have a feeling of loss because they've taken this other person into their homes, into their affection and their heart, and suddenly that person is not there anymore.
I want to share your experiences with us that led to, obviously, self-analysis, observation, and checking around with others for similar or dissimilar feelings. How did this happen to you?
Well, the motivation for my writing this book is that I have two children who went through a divorce. And in both instances, I felt very close to the in-law. And I wasn't sure what I might have done in the bringing up of my children that might have created this problem. Because my husband and I are what you would consider dinosaurs. We will be married 43 years. So even though I was working to work, excuse me, I had this knee-jerk reaction. Initially, I should try and fix things. And part of fixing, in my mind, was trying to be neutral. And I soon discovered that when I was neutral, my own children looked at me and said, "Mom, excuse me, I'm your blood relation." So I hope that answers your question.
Well, it's can you describe to our listeners what the pain was like? I mean, it happened to you twice. Not once, twice. I mean, yes. But it happened to you twice. The pain the first time and the pain the second time when your children told you that apparently what you thought would work had failed?
I think with the first case, because they were grandchildren, my initial reaction was, oh my goodness, how is my relationship with my grandchildren going to change? Mm-hmm. Because the research shows that particularly when it's a son, that you will have less contact with your grandchildren if, in fact, the mother is the physical custodian, even in cases of shared custody. So I wondered what was going to happen with my loving relationship with my grandchildren. I was also wanting to know whose fault it was. And, you know, you kind of pick the couple apart and you say, well, she's got this fault and he's got that fault. And what exactly caused the breakup, you know?
Were you kind of wondering whether or not there was a DNA gene in your child that maybe carried over from you or your husband to them?
Well, since we were dinosaurs, I thought we had been pretty good role models.
Okay, so, all right, so you had been a good role model and that if your kids had followed your example,
which I expected,
everything would have been peachy keen.
Right, and my parents were also, you know, a solid unit. They had their problems, but they stuck it out. Of course, times were different, you see. So you have to look also at the climate today. You know, so many boomers today have themselves been divorced, and they've, you know, we have lots of single women raising children. So, you know, the expectation about marriage is different. But in my case, when we talk about my initial reaction with the first child, you know, I mentioned that I was concerned about my relationship with my grandchildren.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to know what went wrong. I was frustrated because neither of the couple was very forthcoming in telling us what went wrong. And I think that's because they really didn't understand, you know.
Did you think it was a good match up front?
Oh, yes, yes.
In both cases that your kids had picked partners that you and your husband looked at each other and said, that's going to work.
yes, you know, we were very satisfied with the, and we also were very close with the extended family, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So now what's going to happen, you know, holiday time, you know, which chairs are removed from the table? the other concern I had, of course, was guilt. And I think I alluded to that before. Was there something that my husband and I could have done or should have known that might have helped this couple?
Well, do most parents, and let's use you as the example, because you've become somebody who's lived on your kids' experiences and made it understandable to others who may be facing the same situation. Do most parents, like you and your husband, really know when their kids' marriage is in trouble?
There may be signs. And, of course, there may be a lot of denial. And you may have the kind of child who confides in you. So I think that it's very hard to generalize about, you know, the degree to which parents really have insight into the problems of a child's marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Many of them go in and try to fix it. And I've spoken to parents, for example, who have said to the daughter, who's a working full-time, you know what? Maybe you should have a part-time job. Maybe you need to spend more time, you know, just being with the family. Or maybe if you didn't live in the apartment but you had a house, let's give you some money and help you, you know, with a down payment of a house. You know, they try all of these different, strategies to try to make the marriage work.
What if it's money?
Yes.
Now, I noticed in the book, I mean, we get to the matter a little bit later in your book, and I'll raise it a little bit later, but I want to go on a different money tack up front.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, one of the issues down the road for some is need a temporary or permanent loan because money's the issue. But let's just say hypothetically that money is the issue as the kids' marriage is deteriorating.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, in my book, I focus on the different stages of the journey with your child. Okay, so I think what I'm going to focus on is what happens when your child comes to you and says, "Mom, we're getting divorced, and I need help, financial help." Okay, you may have.
No, I'm not talking about that yet.
Okay.
Here's my scenario.
Okay.
My scenario is, at the times you're visiting your kids,
mm-hmm.
and I include the other partner, kids and grandkids, you see certain things that aren't getting taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And it obviously has nothing to do with not doing the cleaning or dusting. It has more to do with the inability to have the money to get some of the things that maybe might have been taken for granted before. If you see this ongoing,
yes.
Not after the separation and the divorce,
okay.
What do you do?
I think that it really is a personal thing. First of all, you have to look at your own financial situation. Even very, very wealthy people, such as Mr. Murdoch, has made the decision that, you know, he's only going to give his children X amount of money. I think that you need to have some understanding about whether or not your child has other options. You know, if it's a situation of helping out because the child is sick, or you know, someone has lost a job,
mm-hmm.
I think then parents should come in with financial assistance if they can. But many parents are not in the position; they're facing their own retirement. Particularly in these economic times, you know, we're all feeling the pinch. We need to be wise and not become a financial crutch. I think that very often this financial issue is one of the most the primary cause for hostility and resentment and depression. You know, and we need to be very, very careful. Our children are adults. We need to make them as self-sufficient as possible. And providing help is not always providing financial assistance. It might be babysitting. It might be, you know, providing gifts, etc. But, you know, we have to be careful about.
Well, I think that's a great point. Marcia Temlock is our guest on The Dave Baum Show, the author of Your Child's Divorce, what to expect, what you can do. If you have any questions or comments, you can pick up the phone and give us a call at 1-888-463-6748. We'll take phone calls for Marcia in just a few minutes. But what's really intriguing to me is at the beginning of this deteriorating relationship that's going to wind up in a divorce or is in the process of heading toward a divorce. You alluded to it before. Parents try to fix it. We can fix it. But having been in a situation myself, what I've tried to reason with is that these kids are 21 or older. They're adults. You raise them to make decisions on their own. Hopefully they'll make mostly good decisions, but your kids are entitled to make stupid decisions too, aren't they?
Absolutely. I think what you have to be is loving, and what you need to provide is support. Now, what do you have to do in the situation when you know that your child is responsible for the marital problems, that he or she has been unfaithful or done something that really has destroyed the confidence in the partner? What do you do with all these feelings? I advise parents that, first of all, blood is thicker than water. Your child is your child forever. If you can possibly show that support, which is not the same thing as saying, I agree with your decision or I agree with your behavior. You need to move forward. You need to say, okay, what can I do now to help you with this particular situation? Because you want to be able to provide some kind of healing for your child.
So support is not taking sides.
Support is not taking sides. Support is saying, what can I do to help you?
What if you say to your son or daughter, hypothetically, what if you say you shouldn't have done that? I know that you weren't happy, but there was no reason to have an extramarital affair. That's not the right way to retain trust, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
What would happen then?
Okay. I think that you might say to your daughter, for example, have you found a lawyer yet? Or do you know what your options are? Because there are other options other than just, you know, going to a lawyer. You might look at some kind of negotiation. Can I help you do some research? If your child is so paralyzed by what's happened to her, for example, you might suggest that you go with her to the lawyer, because just like when you go to the doctor, you don't always hear, you know, everything. The other thing is that you know that you're going to have to work out some preliminary financial budget, okay, that you can present to the lawyer or the negotiator. You might sit down and help that person work out the numbers. And I have in my book an example of a budget, for example. You might go online to find out what the divorce laws are in your particular state, because they do vary.
Do things change? Usually in every relationship, outside of marriage, in marriage, I've simplified things over the years as the dumpor and the dumpy. If your child is the dumpy, in other words, having been dumped on, do you relate differently to him or her than if your child is the dumpor, the person who caused the pain and eventual divorce?
I think initially you will, but even the person who has, you know, initiated the divorce, that person will be feeling pain, guilt, whatever. Let's say the marriage wasn't working because there were some sexual problems, so the person was very disappointed in that marital relationship and went out, you know, and found someone else. Well, now you're out there in the field, and your wife is very angry at you and doesn't want you to see the children. Okay, makes it very difficult for you to have visitation. Of course that's going to play on you. So I think that as a parent, you are going to want to try to help that child, even though, you know, he may or she may have done something that, you know, has caused the friction.
Marcia Temlock, our guest on the Dave Baum Show, learning a little bit more about how to handle a situation involving your kids. And by the way, if you're listening and have the feeling as a as a child that you're in the midst of, or it might be on the horizon, it's going to happen. Pick off certain things that Marsha Hemlock has to say, because it will certainly help you in your relationship with your parents, and the parents of the other partner down the road, because everything doesn't have to be broken. And what about the grandkids? All of that plus more, and your phone calls, The Dave Baum Show. Stick around.